Mondays in the feed, coming off the weekend, we always talk to our friend the ump, Vince Cerullo, about all things sports here in Connecticut. How's it going, Vin?
Everything's going great. Hi, Jenna and Kevin, good to see you guys again.
Yeah, you too.
Absolutely. So, well, starting with next school year, Sacred Heart University is going to be joining the MAC conference while leaving the Northeast conference that they're in at the present moment. This will put them in the same conference as Manhattan College, Fairfield, Quinnipiac, and Marist, and Iona universities. The Sacred Heart University hockey team will stay in the Atlantic hockey program, while football will be looking to join another conference as the MAC conference does not sponsor that sport.
Oh.
I'd like to say congratulations to Joe Tinelli, who's being inducted into the CIAC Hall of Honor. Mr. Tinelli was a coach and athletic director at Notre Dame of West Haven while being a teacher there for four decades. He will become the director of the CIAC Officials Association. Jumping back to the college scene, we hear that Sacred Heart ladies basketball team is being picked to be the conference winner this season. The same for the UConn ladies as well. Questionably, the UConn men are being predicted to end up number three in the Big East after winning the national championship last year. That's a little strange.
Yeah.
That's weird.
No one thinks they're going to repeat. Maybe that gives them a little more motivation.
I sure hope so. I'll tell you that. In Division I in high school boys golf, the championship this past week went to Fairfield Prep, who shot a total score of 287 to defeat Glastonbury and win the CIAC title this year.
Nice. Congrats to them.
Yeah. So what happened over the weekend with the games?
So this past Friday and Saturday, we witnessed two eye-opening games. The first one was Wilton defeating Darien after 13 straight losses. Their first win over Darien since 2007.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ended the drought.
Oh, big time. And we got another one coming up here. The second one is Notre Dame of Fairfield. They topped Massac 37-23 in their first win since 2005.
Wow.
Yes, and they remained undefeated for this season. In other contests, we had Stamford over Trumbull 34-14. Greenwich beat up on St. Joe's 23-9. West Haven bounced back after their loss last week by defeating Newtown 41-31. And in a tight struggle, Shelton topped North Haven 14-7.
Wow, sounds like some exciting games.
Yeah, there were. And in a seesaw battle, Bunnell got by Brookfield 23-21, and Staples upended Danbury by a score of 51-0.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yes, big time. In other happenings in field hockey, L Division Darien is number one, Staples number two, followed by Glastonbury, Richfield, and Wilton. In the M Division, we see number one Hand, then we see Guilford, Paparog, Wethersfield, and East Lyme. Finally, in the S Division, it's North Brantford, Canton, Chappaug Valley, Old Saybrook, and Immaculate. And that's our report for the week, guys.
All right, perfect. Well, we'll talk to you next week. And yeah, it's crazy that Thanksgiving's only in a couple of weeks, all those football games.
I know.
Yeah.
So, like I said, everything's winding down, and there's a couple byes just before Thanksgiving, that Friday and Saturday. So it's really coming down to brass tacks now and openings for the state championships.
Nice. We'll talk to you next week, Vin.
Okay, sounds good. Guys, have a great week.
Thanks, Vin.
You too.